Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pep Young. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cy Blanton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cy Blanton. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo strikes out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd scores. Blanton moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner throws the ball into Young, who tags Hack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gerges scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-1 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Georges reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Georges scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Handley. Lee scores. Herman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arkie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Gurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rizzo moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gurgis is hit by the pitch. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Cavaretta steals third. Bill Brubaker now playing third base. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Lee reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Gurgis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Brubaker moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Day for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rizzo moves to third. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Soar reaches second base with a double. Rizzo scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. O'Day drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Young out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 3 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Soar moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Woody Jensen pinch hits for Cy Blanton. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soar scores. Todd moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jack Russell now pitching. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.